You're listening to Kizuki, the podcast. I'm Mei Yoshikawa, and I define the Japanese concept of Kizuki as the following. Kizuki. 1. A moment of epiphany, an aha of realization or insight which opens the knower to a new dimension of truth that was formerly unknown. 2. Steps in an incremental growth of awareness, resulting in a movement from ignorance to greater awareness of the bigger picture. A kind of knowing that cannot be undone, that cannot be unrealized. As a longtime yoga and meditation practitioner, a world traveler and curious self-explorer, I'm obsessed with Kizukis. Listen on each week for inspiring and enlightening stories that may just tip you over for your next aha. On this week's episode, Quiet Guilt. I used to think I didn't really suffer from guilt. You know how people talk about mom guilt, money guilt, success guilt? I was aware of all of that, but I never really made a big deal out of it like some of my friends did, because I never quite resonated. Maybe it's because my guilt was sneaky. Maybe it's because my guilt doesn't introduce itself as guilt. But recently, I caught it. So soft, I almost missed it. But no doubt, I too have a guilt sense that's self-limiting, and it's time to call it out. It wasn't a dramatic, big moment that clued me in. It was more like a subtle hum I'd grown used to. An undercurrent of, maybe I should work harder. Maybe I haven't quite earned this yet. Maybe I need to struggle more to deserve ease. I noticed that's the language of my guilt. It doesn't announce itself. It's not in bursts. Oftentimes there's no clear occurrence. It's just this background hum, a low-grade contraction that whispers, be careful not to be too free, too joyful, too much. Sneaky, right? Because it almost passes for humility. But when I look closer, it's not really. There's fear around it. A fear that says, if you feel too good, something bad might come with it, or something like that. My guilt never says, I feel guilty. It speaks in these whispers like, maybe I shouldn't do this or that. Maybe I shouldn't be this or that. Perhaps it's better if I just stay small in some way. Maybe I would be too much if so-and-so. But when I really started looking, I saw it everywhere. It was like laced in my daily occurrences without announcing itself. It gave me this slight boundary, an energetic limitation to keep me small, like the function of my sneaky, unannounced guilt sense was to keep me small, but not even telling me that I'm keeping myself small. It's more like, you'd be safer here. For example, when my little son, Aiden, was going to a Japanese hoikuen, a daycare, I think I was generally dialing things down. My energy, the way I show up, the way I dress, so that I wouldn't stand out too much in this domestic, local Japanese community. Because I'm mixed, right? I'm mixed, I'm bilingual, I think differently, I have different life experiences, I come from a whole other global perspective. But it wasn't because I was ashamed of myself or because I don't know myself. I think it's because I knew standing out takes effort in this culture, especially in such a tightly woven, small-scale community. Being different makes people squint, and that also means that you can make life harder for myself, and in this case, possibly potentially even harder for Aiden, right? And somewhere inside, I think I was just trying to prevent that extra hardship. But was I really? Or was there a quiet sense of guilt underneath all of that? Perhaps it was a sense that I shouldn't make others uncomfortable, even if it meant shrinking myself a bit. And here's another one that was even harder to admit. There have been moments in my life, beautiful, successful, expansive moments, where somewhere inside, I muffled that joy and that celebration of success, especially when the success came with money or earning, because I'm very aware that I'm a woman in Japanese society, and I think somewhere inside I had this hidden sense like I wasn't supposed to earn more than a grown man, especially a grown man that I admire. I think it took me a while to catch that one. And when I finally started to, I hesitated. Because this wasn't about arrogance or even overstepping lines. It was this awkward whisper that was saying to me, is this really okay? Shouldn't I be smaller? And that, ladies and gentlemen, is legit a sense of guilt. A guilt around being bigger, being louder, taking more space. And because I'm so culturally fluent in Japanese society, it masked itself as being polite or modest, and it almost slipped under the radar. Huh, but here's the truth. Guilt has nothing to do with modesty. They are not the same, and they need to be distinguished. Yes, modesty is elegant, it's refined, grounded, and intentional. Guilt feels heavy, it's limiting, and it comes with a sense of contraction that says, you better be smaller, you don't deserve this, don't be too much. Oh, you better tone it down, just in case. Just in case what? Just in case you get called out by others, shoved down by others, just in case, fill in the blank, but the sense, just in case, is energetically there. Especially for women, and especially for mothers. Oh, and can I just say, this whole Asian culture thing doubles it, triples it. Guilt shows up everywhere. Guilty to leave the kids and go to work. Guilty to want or need alone time. Guilty to earn more, to take up more space. Guilty to want more. That's a huge one for a lot of women. Guilty to outshine a man or perhaps a sibling or close friend. Guilty to pronounce your opinions louder, dream bigger, expand, and rise to higher potential. Oh my gosh. Yes. Yes. I definitely have had multiple guilt senses such as these. But we weren't made to shrink, right? So here's the Kizuki. Yes, I had been carrying guilt all along. The sneaky, quiet kind. The kind that doesn't scream, shame, but whispers, maybe you should be less. Turns out my guilt isn't dramatic. It's even rational. Sometimes it even sounds or pretends to be like grace, modesty. But what it really is a sense that's there to contract me, to shrink me into something smaller. And here's what I'm finally learning to call out and remind myself of. It's safe to grow. You deserve to expand. We are made to receive, not just to keep giving. We are made to give and to receive. And yes, we're allowed to. Not at the expense of others, but because it's true to our growth. And that's reason enough. Because life flows. Worth is meant to expand. And if I can just be in remembrance of that, this quiet, sneaky heaviness that I'm finally calling out as guilt, it begins to disperse in the light of that awareness. So this one's for you if you've been quietly minimizing yourself too, just like I have. Probably not because you despise yourself, but rather because maybe some part of you just thought that that would make things easier, smoother, and perhaps more palatable for others. I just want to say, you don't owe the world your smallness. You don't even serve the world with your smallness. You actually offer more by being fully you, more louder you, more expansive you, because your existence is a gift unto the world. This is our remembrance.
Thank you for listening. I have a special announcement. My very first online Kizuki journaling session in English is happening on the evening of November 11th, 2025, for those of you in North America or that side of the world, and November 12th, 11 a.m. Japan Standard Time. It's a short 45-minute program, and everyone is welcome. Registration is open now. It's at maey.live under sessions. Unlimited replay is available for everyone who signs up. But if the time works for you, I would so love to see you on Zoom.